بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Respected honorable ulama, father, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate indeed that we have in our midst, in our presence, a very great alim and a scholar of our country, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, hafizahullah. Maulana, besides the fact being the rector and principal of Darul Uloom Azadville, the higher institute of learning, with students in excess of 600 pupils that are serving the Deen of Islam in the various parts of the world, Hazrat Maulana is also the senior khalifa of the Sheikh of our time, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Over and above that, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maulana has traveled to various parts of the world trying to link people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, many a people have benefited from the discourses of Hazrat Maulana, and many have seen the light of the Deen of Islam and have changed their lives in this way, alhamdulillah. Up till now also, Maulana is actively involved in various other departments, more so in the department of Darul Uloom, has various programs over the week on a monthly basis in the month of Ramadan, the i'tikaf during the entire month. We say Jazakumullahu Ahsanul Jazaa for Maulana for making his time available to come and benefit us as well, and let us inshallah try to listen attentively and take benefit. And our dua is that inshallah Allah grant barakah in the life of Sayyid Maulana so that many a people can take benefit from him inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. As we must have made out, the talk is about Durood Sharif, the virtues, the importance of Durood Sharif. But Ramzan is right in front of us. Tonight, inshallah, hopefully I intend to speak more detail on Ramadan preparation. But I feel we have to mention about Ramadan before we carry on with Durood Sharif. Basically, our roza, we know, fasting, is to keep our roza that we don't eat, drink anything, we don't satisfy our lust, our sexual desires from sehri time until iftari time. By that, our roza will be made. But to get the benefit of roza, by which we will enjoy roza and enjoy Ramzan, we will have to keep some other aspects of roza also. One of them, roza of the eyes. That we control our eyes. And if we control these 6-7 things, if we maintain it Ramzan, we'll make the profit. And then the whole year, whole life, we'll get the enjoyment. Then we'll appreciate what Ramadan is. So roza of the eyes, roza of the tongue, that we control our tongue. Roza of the ears, that what is haram to be spoken is haram to be listened to also. Then roza of the mind and the heart, our evil thoughts, bad thoughts, we must control that. And then roza of our hands and legs also, we don't do anything, pressing messages on our phone, etc., using our cars, driving them with our hands, legs for haram purposes, wrong purposes, etc. And then roza of the food also, at sehri and iftari time, that only halal is not sufficient. It must be halal and tayyiba, pure, wholesome, healthy food. That also. And then the seventh thing, which is also very important after all this, that we don't develop a holier than thou attitude. That pride doesn't come into us. That I kept rozas like this, I did this, that also. If we do that, we'll get the benefit of Ramadan. And then we will enjoy Ramadan. Anyway, more of that inshallah tonight. With regard to Durood Sharif, which is a very great ibadah, very sadly neglected very much. One of the easiest, greatest ibadah, which is a foundation ibadah, which will lead us onto the whole of deen. So, and it is so simple and so easy, But unfortunately, we are just as neglectful of it also. This ayat-e kareema which I have recited, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. We all know the translation, Allah and His Malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah addresses the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That all believers, you also send durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So according to Arabic grammar, this is not a complete translation. According to Arabic grammar, this is known as a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence, and one of the qualities of a nominal sentence is that it shows to continuity. And the verb that is used here, yusallun, also shows to continuity. So the full translation is that all the time, Allah and His Malaika, the angels are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuously they are sending durood. Now Allah's durood, Allah doesn't do it as ibadat, we do it as ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'bud, He doesn't make anyone's ibadat. So what is the durood of Allah Ta'ala? That Allah is sending durood, it means that Allah is raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every split moment from His side. Besides what the ummah is doing, whatever ibadat anyone does, that sawab also goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But besides that, Allah is continuously making His position higher. We cannot imagine how high the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be. In fact, wallah, an ordinary mu'min, Allah let us die with iman, his position will be so high. So what will be the position of our Nabi who is Imamul Anbiya? But Allah is making His position higher. That is, when this ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, that وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made your position very high. Your zikr, your position is more higher. Just your remembrance, your talk, just to be talked about, that we have made very high. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar. And he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum had lot of adab, respect. Immediately they said, Allah wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know better. We today, if it is a matter of the moon, matter of a divorce matter, where matter of halal and haram things, everyone is a mufti. We don't know our, can't read Arabic, but we become muftis. We are reclining on our couches, cigarettes in our mouths, and we say, I think it must be this. Deen is not a matter of thinking. Deen is a matter of the most solid facts, Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. More than any facts of the world, scientific, mathematics, more solid facts, deen is a matter of that, not my thinking. And our Sheikh Damat Barakatum says, people traveling in a train eating popcorn, they say, let us have a deeni discussion. So deen is not eating peanuts and popcorn and chevro and we are discussing and smoking cigarettes. Deen is a very important matter. And those who have studied deen, the ulama, the true genuine ulama, we should leave that matters to them. Ask them what they say. So the Sahaba haters, they were the greatest ulama, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The greatest proficient people in the Arabic language. But they said, Allah wa Rasuluhu alam. So may Allah give us tawfiq of all adab also. Then Allah made tafsir of this ayat. And what was the tafsir? Allah said, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. That whenever I will be remembered, Allah said, I've made the arrangement, O Nabi, you will be remembered with me also. So we see, for example, there are so many examples that the sun rises in the world in Fiji Islands. The first place in the world the sun rises, Fiji Islands. About 1 hour before sunrise, azan is given for Fajr. And every azan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We heard the azan now, the same year when it's greenside in South Africa, throughout the world. So Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. About half an hour later, then in New Zealand, Fajr Azan start. Half an hour later, the west of Australia, Sydney, Melbourne, all those places. Later in Perth, then when Azan start or Fajr in Malaysia, there Zohar Azans are starting. When from Fajr Azan starts in India, Pakistan, there Asar. When Fajr Azan starts in Africa, Europe, Middle East, then they are already Isha. When Fajr Azan starts in America, next day Fajr Azan starts there. So every split second, there are millions of Azans in the world. Cairo, how many Azans? Karachi, Kuala Lumpur, all these places, how many Azans? So every split second, millions of Azans. Every split second, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. When we wake up in the morning, we hear what on the receiver, the azan, we read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When we sleep at night, we read kalima. The last we hear is azan. So from morning to night, east to west, when a child is born, in the right ear, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasul. Same in the left ear. Janaza namaz is not complete till we won't read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. When we bury the person, Bismillah, wa ala millati Rasulillah. From morning to night, from birth to death, east to west, every split second, the zikr of Allah, and with that, the zikr of Rasulullah sallam. How high. And then the whole ummah, whatever ibadat they make, the sawab is also going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qurbani time, how many people make one share for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So what is the position? So that is the durood of Allah ta'ala. The durood of the malaika, of the angels, they are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how is it that somebody cannot be in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A person who has got the rarest glimpse of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's portrait, he can't help but send durood and praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's said that we are indifferent to our Nabi. We don't think of durood sharif. Today is Jummah. We should be increasing our durood. But each one of us ask ourselves, how many durood did I read today? How many will I be reading yesterday? How many did I read? With our connection. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position, Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the Quran sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Your akhlaq, your character is the most sublime. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a complete embodiment of mercy. Mercy, think of the word kindness, mercy. Not for Muslimin, not for Mu'mineen, not for insan, لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for all the realms. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest mercy for human beings. He took them out from slavery and gave them freedom. He is the greatest mercy to women. What was the position? Don't think Islam suppresses the rights of women. Islam alone, or today also, fulfills the rights of women to the highest extent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy to ants. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't kill ants also unnecessarily. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy to flies also. He's a mercy to the entire creation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, don't pollute the environment, whether it's the water, whether it's the air. Who taught us this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy to the whole of all the creations of Allah ta'ala. So, but we should be praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how much do we even think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, we like to hear and we enjoy listening to the Qasida Burda Sharif, which is really a beautiful Qasida in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says amongst many other beautiful verses, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. In the race, he didn't win it by a split second. Or by 10 seconds, he won it so much that they were not seen even on the horizon, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went ahead in knowledge, in compassion and kindness. وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ, and they couldn't come anywhere near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي عِلْمِيَ وَلَا كَرَمِي, in knowledge or in compassion and kindness. In another stanza, he says that, فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَتُهُ. He is that great auspicious being whose beauty, outward beauty also was so great. His character was also so great. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَتُهُ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمِي. The other Anbiya alayhi salam could come nowhere near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى عَيْنِي. that my eye has never seen somebody more beautiful than you. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَىٰ. And no woman has ever given birth to somebody more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created pure of every fault. If we look in the mirror, we think my lips are a little too big or too small, my ears are too big, my eyes are too big, too small. Some fault, I should be taller, I should be shorter, I'm too light in complexion, I should be a little more brown, I should be too dark, I should be lighter. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As though how you wanted to be made, Allah made you like that. That was the outside. The inside also was so perfect of his character, his ibadat, his relationship with his wife, his relationship with his companions, with animals, with everything. What a perfect Nabi. But how many of us even think of our Nabi? Praising him, we should be so thankful. If it was Allah in a hadith Qudsi, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خُلِقْتَ الْخَلْقِ. Had it not been لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ, had it not been for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should have not created the creation. This beautiful masjid here, full on a Jummah, our Quran Sharif, our Ramzan Sharif that is going to come, all is in the sadqa and the grace of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah blessed us. The jannat we're going to get is because of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but not one thank you, not one jazakallah. How many times don't we tell our wives and children, I do everything for you, you people don't appreciate. The wife says, I do so much for you, but you don't appreciate. How much do we appreciate our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the malaika in the praises, so we were commanded with three things: to praise Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to say Jazakallah for all his favors, and to make dua for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we did not know how to do it. Many times you want to praise somebody, but you insult him. His position is so high, the words you use, actually you're insulting the person, not praising him. So we didn't know. Allah is so kind. He taught us, read Durood Sharif. Our Durood Sharif, we are saying Jazakallah. In the Durood, we are praising Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the Durood Sharif, we are making dua. So Allah says that, O believers, and the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And always a person desires good for his friends, you also send Durood. And not only Durood, but send it with affection, with love. Don't complete numbers. Do it with feeling. And salam also on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in abundance. And do it with love and feeling. So Allah has commanded us, and this is, so to say, such the most profitable business, that the investment is zero practically, and the return is, you can't write down the returns of it. For example, all read with me also, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. So small. 70 angels are now, for each one of us, 70 angels are writing the sawab, and they will write it for 1,000 days. About 3 years, they'll get tired writing. And unless accounting system is not some old outdated system. It is that system where man will never reach. But the sawab just of this is so great, that 70 angels are busy writing that sawab for 3 years. They get tired writing. What a great thing. One durood, read this also, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The minute we read this, a beautiful bird comes into existence from this. And then this bird is by the arsh of Allah, and it is fluttering its wings very restlessly. Allah says, cool down, settle down. It says no, 3 times. Then it says, the reader of this durood hasn't been forgiven. Allah says, go, I have forgiven the reader of that durood. What a great business is Durood Sharif. And the Durood Sharif, in my limited knowledge, we read one Durood and we get 60 in return. You buy for 1 million and you send for 60, you sell for 60 million. And nobody is going to rob you or do you down. No tax on that. No overheads, water and lights, taxes, wages, nothing. Net profit 60. And this 60 million will be worth for you wherever you are in the world. At the time of mort, in the qabr, wherever you are. And Durood Sharif, you don't need wudu. You don't have to be facing Qibla. No time fixed, any time. No zawal sign, so you can't read Durood. Every moment you can read Durood. And what are the great prophets? That the person who sends one time Durood, Allah sends 10 Durood's on him. What our dirty mouth, our dirty hearts, we send one durood. Allah, the most pure and clean, He sends 10 duroods on that person. Allah sends 10 salams on that person, is already 20. Allah forgives 10 gunas, is already 30. Allah adds 10 good deeds to your record of deeds, 40. Allah raises your position in Jannat by 10, 50. And 10 angels make dua for you, 60. And what did we say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who of us are doing it? We are so far from it. So durood is a very great ibadat. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah was a very great wali of Allah and a very great alim. He says durood sharif, when we read, then we all, it is as though we come between two great kareem beings. Kareem, very briefly, kareem is that being who gives you without asking, who gives you more than what you can hope for. You are not worthy of it, and He gives you. And He gives you so much that He knows His storage is not going to get finished. In Ramzan, zakat, we say so much zakat, for this one, so much that one. We can't just give everything away. Then we got nothing left. But Allah doesn't have to see that everything will get finished. Allah's treasures don't get finished. That is kareem. The minute you read durood, you come between two kareems. The one side, Allahumma. Whenever you just say Allah, Allah is there by you. Allah's mercy, Allah is everywhere. He's there by you. Salli ala is what you have done. You sent to durood. Ala Muhammad. So to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the one side, you on the others. Allah is on the one side. Allah's Nabi is on the, so to say, on the, you in the middle. Sometimes we read namaz between two buzurgs. We remember it whole life. This great buzurg was on this side. This great buzurg was on. Whenever we read durood, we are between, so to say, between Allah and His Rasul. Which problem can you have left in the world? Whatever problems, whether it's a small thing like you can't get parking, or whether it's a big problem financial, what with the wife, whatever, durood sharif will solve our problems. And then Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that durood sharif, it is as though there is a very old business. We know we have an old business, we make sure we write established 1890. Established 205, because it's an old book. And the director, so to say, who? Allah is the director, so to say, and the farishta. In such a business, if you are offered shares, you don't have to make istikhara. You don't have to ask mashura. You buy as many as you can. This business of sending durood, Allah has offered you now shares. You can buy. You send 10 duroods a day, you have bought 10 shares. You send 100 duroods a day, you have bought 100 shares. So it's up to us, and no CV you require. No qualification to send durood sharif. Everyone can send. And you can send as much as you want to. And what are the great returns? May Allah give us the understanding. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ الصَّلَاةً. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who sends the most durood sharif. So it is durood sharif, the meaning of the closest is physically. Who wouldn't like to be physically close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It comes in a hadith, a person who sends 50 times a day durood will make musafa, will shake the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of. How long does it take to read 50 duroods? And then the second meaning, that person will be the most loved by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's up to us how much more durood we want to read. And the third is that person will get the most intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith it comes, al-bakhilu idha thukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A real stingy, miserly person is that person that my name is taken in front of him and he zips. He can't send one durood also. That is a real miserly. In Urdu there is a proverb, makhi chus, the one who sucked a fly. These proverbs are not made, an event takes place. One person was eating his soup curry and a fly fell inside. The fly started flying out. He caught the fly and he sucked the fly.
He says, you can go, but where are you going with my soup? So stingy that that little soup on the fly from a dirty insect, he says, you can't go with it. That is, but wallah, more stingy than that person is the person who hears the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose favors upon us are, you cannot count them, and we can't send even one Durood Sharif. In a short, Durood Sharif is a great, great profitable business, and we will become the favorites of Allah, favorites of His Rasul. The whole of Deen will come into us through the barakat of Durood Sharif. Let us make it a point that we read our Durood regularly. I've got a little bit of a small pamphlet, it will be given out, in which these Durood's are written, which I've mentioned, and a few others. Try and get that paper and try and read Durood Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And try and attend the program tonight too, and the ladies' program, inshallah,
there will be a ladies' program this afternoon as well, inshallah, between 3 and quarter past 4 at 274 Berry Heads of Avenue, inshallah. Let us encourage our mothers and sisters to participate and benefit as well. And we say, Jazakumullah to Hazrat Maulana for those advices.